Here's your morning brief for Monday, September 27th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. In Germany, the center-left Social Democrats narrowly won national elections, according to officials. This ends 16 years of conservative-led rule under Chancellor Angela Merkel. She will continue to lead the country in a caretaker capacity during lengthy coalition negotiations aimed at forming the next government. On Capitol Hill, the Senate is expected to vote later today on a measure to extend government funding through December 3rd. It is currently set to expire on Friday, which would trigger a partial government shutdown. Senators are also expected to vote today on whether to suspend the federal debt limit into December 2022 to avoid a possible U.S. default. The plans are likely to be blocked by Republicans. We're reporting that Swedish electric vehicle maker Polestar is nearing a deal to go public through a merger with a special purpose acquisition company, or SPAC. Polestar, whose investors include actor Leonardo DiCaprio, would be valued at $21 billion in the deal. The World Health Organization is reviving its stalled investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 virus. According to officials at the UN body, a new team of scientists is expected to examine a number of possibilities, including whether the coronavirus could have emerged from a lab, a hypothesis that has angered China. Markets in Asia ended mixed to start the week, and European shares rose in early trading. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.